I start to share now? Can people hear what I'm speaking?
Yes, Rebbe, I can hear you.
Okay, I will start. Okay. The shiur is dedicated this year in memory of Rav Chaim Arbisfeld, who was one of the original founders of the shiur and passed away at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. I left off last week in the middle of the shiur. Yes. We were discussing the dinim of Chod Yish B'Sakana versus Chod L'Shem B'Sakana. So just to review briefly, there are four different categories for cholim. If you have a person who's basically a bari with a mechesh b'yam, he's basically healthy, but he has some aches and pains, then the Chachamim introduced the gzera that you're not allowed to take pills, you're not allowed to take refuah. The reason for the gzera was shemiyashachik samamanim. Someone may get carried away and violate tochein on Shabbos, but it's clearly a loy plug rabbanon, because the Gemara says you're not even allowed to use a hot water bottle if you have a bellyache, even though there's nothing to grind. You can't grind up the water. You can't grind up the hot water bottle. So it's a loy plug rabbanon. Even in an instance where the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. So that's the first category, is a bari with a mechesh b'yama. Then you have a person is so sick that it prevents him from functioning normally. So then we have kulas. Then we don't have the gzera. Most of the post Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the majority of the paskim, that the gzeras refuah does not apply by a chol l'shem b'sakana. If he's so sick that he has to lay in bed, aches and pains around the whole body, he's slowed down, he lost his appetite, whatever, he can't function normally. That's called the chol l'shem b'sakana. So chol l'shem b'sakana. There's no gzeres refuah, we assume. The Mishkan and Siyankov holds that there is a gzeres refuah. The only time you're allowed to use pills or medication is by chol l'shem b'sakana. But we don't, the Mishnah Berurah often quotes Mishkan and Siyankov. This one he doesn't quote. We assume a lot, there are four different opinions in Shulchan Aruch over here. If you and the Shulchan Aruch adopts the third position, that's the Shita Saramban. The Ramban is to be found in the Sefer Torah Sa'odam. So the Ramban seems to distinguish that V'chol L'shem B'Sakana, you're not permitted to violate any Yisurim D'Araisa. You're only permitted to violate some Yisurim D'Rabban and some not. So which are Mutter, which are Aser. So that's what he seems to say, that Gzeres D'Rabbanon are a lower level than Malachas D'Rabban. Whatever is only a gzera de rabbanon is muta v'chol l'shem b'sakana. So what, how did I come to that conclusion? How do you see that? Because the Gemara says amira l'nochri is mutter v'chol l'shem b'sakana. So you say amira l'nochri is not even a malachim de rabbanon. I'm not doing anything. The klal number one, in order to be considered a malacha, is that you have to do something b'kum b'yasei. If I ask a nochri to do, I'm not doing anything b'kum b'yasei. The nochri is doing the malacha. So that's only a gzera de rabbanon. Or let's say, what else the Gemara says, that to play a piano, if a person is a chol l'shem b'sakana, we know that if he'll fall asleep, he'll get better, he will recover, and he's not falling asleep. So if he'll play soft music, we know we'll be able to put him to sleep. So the Gemara says, you're permitted to play the music on Shabbos. It's better if you can get a nochri to play the music. But if you can't, you're permitted to play the music yourself. Why? Because playing music on Shabbos and Yom Tov, not talking about an electrical appliance that you're playing music, just playing a plain piano. Mashmiya kol is only a gzera shem yisak and kleshir. So since it's only a gzera de rabbanon, so b'mokim chod l'shem b'sakana, we are mekel. Or let's say the Magen Avraham quotes from the Yisav Heter, another Heter for chod l'shem b'sakana. Let's say the doctor comes, he wants to prescribe a medication, but he needs a pen in order to fill out the prescription. Let's say there's an Arab, and I'm going to go to the drugstore, and I'm going to pick it up. And the Chayla is going to take the refuah, because the Chayla Shem B'Sakana is permitted to take refuah. But so the doctor doesn't have a pen. Let's say a Goyish doctor, he doesn't have a pen. So and he's a touchy fellow, and I'm going to tell him that today is Shabbos, and I can't handle a pen, so he's going to walk out. He's going to walk out on me. So am I permitted to handle a pen, to give him a pen, in order that he should be able to write the prescription? So it says in the Magen Avraham, quotes from the Yisra the Heter, from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that Tiltal Muktzah is Mutter, but Makam Chol L'Shem B'Sakana. Why? Because Tiltal Muktzah, the Gemara says, Rashi's opinion is that achilos mukzeh. If you have food which is mukzeh, you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi's opinion is that isar achilos mukzeh is an isar deraisa. All the Rishonim disagree. Tosfos and all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. But tiltal mukzeh, handling mukzeh, allowed to handle a pen and so on. That everyone agrees that's only the rabbanim. The Gemara said that there's that zera shema yotzi. Chachamim didn't want us to carry. You're not allowed to carry in the street on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also, you're not allowed to carry. It's one of the 39 malachs. They're only permitted to carry for the purpose of Echal Nefesh or the Tzarech HaYom Ktas. But they carry unnecessarily on Yom Tov. It's not permissible. So the Gemara says that the Tilton Books is the Rabbanon, is very Shemayot, that the person may carry. They really should have prohibited handling anything on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That would make life impossible. You can't move a book and a knife. You can't move a chair. You can't carry this wafer. Can't take off your clothes and put on pajamas. Can't take off your pajamas and put on clothes. Can't handle a sefer. Can't handle a palace. That would be impossible. Life would be impossible. So they made exera on things that you don't need anyway. Books is stuff that's junk anyway. You don't really need it. It doesn't really have any functions. That's eight of them of the offer. So tilta mukta is exera the rabbanim. It's not even a malachim of the rabbanim. It's not that he's doing white son of the rabbanim. It's exera. Don't permit you to handle mukzeh even in the Rishus HaYochid, Zera Shem Yotzi, that he may carry it outside into the streets. Since it's only a Zera, then the Magen Avraham quotes from the Yisra Etta that it's Mutav HaMakam Cholosh HaM Sakana. Let's say the Cholosh HaM Sakana, he has a cold, whatever. The doctors say that the way to get better is he needs a hot bath. So you're not allowed to turn on the hot water, that's a Malach HaBishol. Is that a no suffix Sakana? It's a tremendous Sakana. Now I've got to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. It says, and even the Nachri, his mutter, can ask the Nachri to turn on the hot water and to make a hot bath for him. So Kivegi asked the Kasha, but how does he take the hot bath? That's also the Rabbanim. That's what we call Xeris HaBalonim. A balon is a bathhouse attendant. So in the day to the Talayim, probably today also, you have a public bathhouse and have a bathhouse attendant. A balon is not the most learned individual, he's not going to be the most intelligent person. So the days of the Tanakh, the bathhouse attendants used to be Mechala Lo Shabbos. The people, the religious people, would come to take a hot bath on Shabbos afternoon. They would ask the bathhouse attendant, who was Jewish, did he cook the water on Shabbos? He said, no, it was cooked before Shabbos. It was kept warm from there on Shabbos. And it was a lie that I cooked the water on Shabbos, and the Tanoim knew that the bathhouse attendants were violating this din. But the medics there, the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos, even if it's really true that the water was heated up on there on Shabbos. Still, it's there because the bathhouse attendant may tell you a lie, and you'll really be using water that was cooked on Shabbos. The Chacham of Adi Paskin, like this Rabbi Shabbosin, that this Xeris Rabbanim, you're not allowed to take a hot bath, only applies if it's a public bathhouse and you're dealing with a balon. So then there's a Xer de Rabbanan. But if every house has a private bath, I know that members of my family, and my wife, my children, we didn't turn on the water on Shabbos. So if it's a private bath, and I know that there was no one in that family who made the water, you have to trust someone else. We know that the bathtub was filled up from before Shabbos with the hot water. So Chacham Avadi Paskin, that there's no Xeris HaBalon, but the Ashkenazi Paskin never held like that. So that's what Rebbe Kivegir is bothered with Akasha. What does it help if you're going to Amir Elanachri is Mutu B'Mokham Chayla Shem Misakona? The doctors say in order to get better, he has to take a hot bath, and then he'll recover from his cold, let's say. So what does it help that Amir Elanachri is Mutu to cook the water, but how can the Chayla take a hot bath? It's Xeris HaBalon. So he answers, the old Xeris HaBalonim is only a Xeris, it's not even a Melochim of the Rabbanim. How can you even call it a Melochim? He's taking a hot bath. What is he doing? That's wrong. So since it's only a Xeris, so all Xeris HaMutta B'mokim Chor L'Shem Sakan. So that's important. You have to know how to distinguish what's a Melochim of the Rabbanim and what's a Xeris of the Rabbanim. There are differences, La'aloch, between a Xeris of the Rabbanim is a lower level. So B'mokim Chor L'Shem Sakan, we make an old Xeris of the Rabbanim. And the Malacha de Rabbanan is more chomer than Xera de Rabbanan. So that you're not makel. But Malacha Mechor L'Shem B'Sakon, you're not makel on a Malacha de Rabbanan. And then there's, we'll have to deal some more with that. And then, so we have already two categories. The first category is a bari with a mechesh bi'alma. So not only do we not have any kulas, we have the chumrah, the isa refuah. Then you have, if you have a person as a chayla, she'ein basakana, chayla she'ein basakana at all, so then we have heterim. We allow refuah, because refuah is only gzeiros ha'mishachik sanuman. We allow bathing in hot water, because it's only gzeiros ha'balonim. We allow tilta muktzah, because it's only gzeiros ha'mayotzi. And we allow amir l'nachar, because amir l'nachar is not even a malachim midrabban, it's only a gzeiros midrabban. Whatever is only a gzeiros, tilta muktzah, whatever is only a gzeiros, so we're mekel b'makom chayla she'mishachik. But if it's a malachim midrabban, we're not mekel. Then the Rabban is of the opinion, that's what the Mechaber says, Chabad writes in Sif Yud Zayin, the Dibre Hasvara Hashlish is Nirim. That's the Ramban Shita. The Torah quotes the Ramban. So the third Shita is like this. The next category is a Sakonas Aver. So the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that Sakonas Aver is not considered a Sakonas Nefoshes. The Appel family just reprinted recently the father's Sefer on Halacha Ilcha Shabbos. So he quotes Baron Soloveitchik gave a psak based on the Sridei Eish. Sridei Eish has a tshuva, he raises an issue. Whenever there's a suffix over here in Hilchas Refuah, so a lot of times you go Lakula, because it's the whole Issa Refuah is only Midi Rabbonim. So there's room to be Mekel over here. So by Sakonas Aver, Sakonas Aver, there's a machlokes harishanim where they allow to be mechal Shabbos with the isurim deraisa. So the way we have the gears and the gemara maseches avodah zarah, it says you're only permitted if there's a sakana la'ayin, if there's an infection in the eye, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with the melacha deraisa. The gemara said because the blood vessels behind the eye are connected with the heart, and if there's an infection behind the eye, it can spread to the heart. So for many years, we didn't really understand the blood vessels all over the body are connected to the heart. Everything is connected. So manishtana, what is the difference between the blood vessels behind the eye and the blood vessels the rest of the body? But somehow they have some kind of a medical explanation for this gemara. There is some kind of a greater connection between the blood vessels behind the eye and the heart and the rest of the body. So somehow the gemara considers that's a sakonas nefoshes. If there's an infection in the eye, then there's a concern that that may be a sakonas nefoshes. So then the Gemara says, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos with a melacha deraisa. So that's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. The only reason why when there's sakonas aver, when there's an infection in the eye and he may go blind, the only reason why we're permitted to be mechal Shabbos to save the eye is because it's sakonas achayim. That's the way it says in our Gemara. The Meiri and that Gemara in Avodah Zarah has a different girsa. That no, sakana saver, either loss of life or limb. Loss of life or limb, like they say in English, is considered sakanas nefoshes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens against that shita. We don't have that gears in the Gemara. So the Sridi Eish, Abichiel Yaakov Weinberg, was the head of the Hildesheim Seminary for many years until the war. And then after the war, he was in Switzerland, he was right. He wrote his tshuvas. Some of them are from before the war, many of them are after the war. So he has a tshuva where he writes, he thinks we should reconsider this issue of sakana seva. Maybe we should be mekel even isurim deraisa. Why? If it's only the Meiri had that girsa and all the other prominent rishonim don't have it, then we would ignore the Meiri. He's totally outvoted. But he says it's not the Meiri alone. You have another two rishonim say like that. So one of the Rishonim is a Tosfos in Sukkah, and Daf Chavov Amir Aleph, the Gemara says, Cholim im sham sheyim, turim min ha-sukkah. Why does a Cholim not have to sit in Sukkah? So we all assume because Teshuva came to Duru. If he wouldn't feel well, he wouldn't eat in the kitchen. He would eat in some other room. If the kitchen is more uncomfortable, if it's raining in the kitchen, so he'll or the dining room, it's raining in the dining room, or it's freezing, there's no steam. So he'll eat in the bedroom where there is steam. He's not going to... So chayla is pata min ha-sukkah, means if when he sits in sukkah, it's extremely uncomfortable. And he sits in the house, it's much more comfortable. So if he would have been in his home, and let's say the bedroom is freezing, there's steam in the rest of the house, the bedroom, there's no steam. So he'll sleep in the dining room, or he'll sleep in the living room. He won't sleep in the bedroom if it's freezing cold. Or normally he eats in the dining room, but if it's freezing in the dining room or it's raining in and snowing in the dining room, then he'll eat in the bedroom, he'll eat somewhere else. So if it's extremely uncomfortable in the sukkah, there doesn't have to be a sofik sakon. So the Gemara says, cholim apotam in al-sukkah. So Taisa says, we're not talking about a chole sheyesh bo sakona, or a sakonas aver. Taisa writes, whenever the sakonas aver, so it's doicha kola tarakula. We're talking where there's no sakonas aver. So Taisa writes, b'feiru sakonas aver is muta. So there, the Rashash thinks, on that Taisa, he thinks that that's probably a misprinted Taisa. And now, in fact, they printed it, many years ago, they printed the Tosfei HaRosh on Sukkah, and around 50 years ago. So the Tosfei HaRosh has word for word the same as Tosfei, except for that one word. And our Tosfei on Chavod and Aleph says, Sakonis Eiver is Deiche Shabbos. So the correct reading should be Sakonis Ayin is Deiche Shabbos, because Shiraina de Eina believe Batalia, because the blood vessels behind the eye are connected with the heart, and then the infection that's behind the eye can travel to the heart and it can kill him. So it's not that Sakonis Eiver is Decha Shabbos. Sakonis Ayin is Sakonis Kol Aguf. So that thesis is probably a misprint. Then the Sri Yesh quotes another source. He quotes a Mordechai, who quotes a Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that if the Chole will hear the doctors discussing his situation, and the doctors are talking in the presence of the chole, and they say, well, if we'll do surgery on him, if we'll cut off his leg or something, if we'll do surgery, we'll be able to save the leg, we'll be able to save the eye. And if we don't do surgery today, he's going to lose the eye, he's going to lose the leg, or lose his hand. But today's Shabbos, so we're not going to do the surgery. So if they say it in the presence, so they shouldn't talk like that in the presence of the chole, he can get a heart attack and die. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. Since the chole may get a heart attack from aggravation, he is the doctors talking in front of him, and they say there's sakonas eiver, but we're not going to be mechal Shabbos because there's no sakonas kol aguf. So the patient can die from aggravation. Yeah, but that's also, it's not that sakonas eiver is decha Shabbos. If the patient is aware of the fact that there's sakonas eiver, and he realizes they're not going to do anything, and he thinks they may not do anything because it's Shabbos, then he may get a heart attack. Then it is Sakonis Achaim. It's not that Sakonis Eiver is Decha Shabbos. That's Sakonis Kol Aguf. So the one who says it is the Meiri. The Meiri had a different Girsa in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But the way we have the Girsa, the way it says in our Gemara, it says that Sakonis Eiver is not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Dinim Deraisa. It's only Deiche Dinim Derabon. But the Ramban, this halachic is for Hashlishis, what the Mechaber wrote here. So the Ramban was of the opinion that Sakona Sever, there are more heterim than there are in a Chole She'en B'Sakona. So in a Chole She'en B'Sakona, we only allow the people to violate Gzeres Derabon. But if the Sakona Sever, we allow one to violate all the Rabbanims, even Malochas Derabon. Fine. And then the fourth category is when the sakonas kol aguf, sakonas achayim. So then the din is you're permitted and obligated to be mechal Shabbos even with the surim daraisa if there's a slight chance that you'll save the person's life. So those are the four categories. So on the second category, on a chole she'en bo sakona. So we say that din is like the Ramban, the Mechaber Pasul like the Ramban. You're only permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to violate Gzeres, but you're not permitted to violate Melochas Mederabonan. So the Mechaber gives you an example. If you do a Melocha Ayadei Shinui is a Gzera. What is that? So the Mogen Avraham in Sif Kotten Yud Beis, on that Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, Mogen Avraham has a lot to say. So this one line, the Magen Avraham interprets, he's doing a melacha derabbanan al yedei shinui. So it's a shvus de shvus, the makam chayla. But if to do a melacha derais al yedei shinui, we would not be mekel. So that's the Magen Avraham only had the tour, and he didn't have the original Ramban, he didn't have the Torah Sa'adim. So that's the way, that's how the Magen Avraham understood this Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah also apparently didn't have the Torah Sa'adim. So he understands that's he quotes the Magen Avraham. when the Shulchan Aruch says by the second category, we allow one to violate only gzeiris, and we gave a whole bunch of gzeiris. Amirul Akam is a gzeira, and gzeiris habalonim is a gzeira, to take medication is a gzeira, refuah is only a gzeira, and tilta muktzah, and to play the piano, all of these are only, whatever is only a gzeira. So we're mekel, you have to learn, well, what's a gzeira and what's a malacha. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, a malacha yidei shinui is mutter. Why is a malacha yidei shinui? It is not a malacha min ha-Torah, it's mutter. Because you're lacking malachas malshevis by midrabbanan. Isn't that a malacha? So the Magen Avraham says, no, that's talking a malacha derabbanan al yidei shinui. A malacha deraisa yidei shinui is not mutter for chol Hashem sakana. Only a malacha derabbanan is mutter because that's shvuz de shvuz. And that we already discussed, shvuz de shvuz. But maka mitzvah is mutter. We discussed there's a din midrabban and amir l'nachri is forbidden. Minatar amir l'nachri is mutter, pashim shad. And midrabban we don't permit amir l'nachri. So the Ramah in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, the Ramah quotes the Balaitur. Balaitur was one of the Balei HaTosfos from Marseille. So the Balaitur writes that amir l'nachri is mutter b'maka mitzvah. Amir l'nachri is always mutter b'maka mitzvah. Where did he get that from? He got it from the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Ches, but the Gemara says, if you're buying up Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs, from the Nachrim, so you're allowed to buy the karka, afila b'Shabbos, and you're permitted to write the shtar on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Hitiru, since it's b'maka mitzvah, it's mutter. The Gemara says, what are you, crazy? You're allowed to write a shtar on Shabbos. It's a malacha deraisa. How can you allow writing a shtar in order to... Zionism is a big mitzvah, but you're not allowed to chal Shabbos to buy up Eretz Yisrael from the Arabs. So the Gemara says, no, Amir al-Nachri, because from Malavona, Philip Shabbos, you're permitted to have a goy write the shtar on Shabbos. In other words, Amir al-Nachri is mutter, maka mitzvah. So that's what the Baal HaEter derives from that Gemara. So we don't really accept the Baal HaEter. The Ramah says we don't follow that psak. Yishimishu Eretzel, he was a special heter. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the Tanaim felt that it's such an important mitzvah, it's an exception to the rule. But other mitzvahs will be not be mekel. When the Ramah quotes that din, that you, when you're buying up land from the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Hitiru, so the Ramah quotes a minority opinion, a minority of a minority opinion, because the shtar is written in Arabic. The document is written in Arabic or in English. It's not being written in Ksav Ashuris. And the Ramah quotes the Shita from the Ozarua that there were 39 malachas on Shabbos, and Kosev is one of the malachas. So Kosev is only a malacha deraisa if you write either Ksav Ashuris, like you write a Sefer Torah, or you write Ksav Yevonis. Because the Mishnah says in Megillah, you can write a Sefer Torah either in Ksav Ashuris, the script that we write a Sefer Torah in, the block letters of Aleph Beis, or in Ksav Yevonis in the old Greek alphabet. But if you write the Sefer Torah in any other ksav, it's not kosher, it's not acceptable. So the Shita Zorzorua is that the Malacha Deraisa of Kosev on Shabbos is only violated if you only write ksav Ashuris or you write ksav Yevonis. Any other ksav is only ksiva midirabbanan. So if I ask a Nochri to write the shtar, the Nochri is going to write the shtar in Arabic or in English. He doesn't know how to write ksav Ashuris. Nobody today knows how to write ksav Yevonis, the script from the days of the Tanoim. So it's always going to be a shvuz, the shvuz b'maka mitzvah. That's how the Ramah quotes. So both the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan write, we don't accept that Ramah. I think the Aruch HaShulchan writes, he thinks that it's a forgery. He doesn't believe that the Ramah wrote it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't claim that it's a forgery, that the printer stuck it in. That's only mutter. Why should the printer put in such a chumrah? It's only a mutter to have the Nochri write up the document if it's going to be a shvuz, the shvuz. Why should the printer have put in a forgery? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it's a forgery. He says we don't paskin like that because it's a shita yichido. That's a very obscure shita. Usually, if you translate the word shita yichido, it means that it's only one pesik holds like that. Only the Ozarua. So Chacham Avad Yosef has a tshuva. How can the Mishnah Berurah write inaccurately that it's a shita yichido? There are two rishonim who say like that. He takes everything very often, he takes everything very literally. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a shita yichido, that if you write in any script other than ksav Ashuris or ksav Yevonis, It's not called the Ksiva. How can they say it's a Shita Chida? There are two Rishonim say like that. Still a Shita Chida. We don't hold like that. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, they both say, we don't paskin like that, Ramah. We say, Mishamisha Beretzel, he tiru. Amir and the Nachar is Mutta Mishamisha Beretzel. But as far as Adam, as far as other mitzvahs are concerned, we don't accept that baluit. We say Amir al-Nachri is not allowed b'makam mitzvah, only if it's a shvuz d'shvuz. That's a gemara in Eretz. And Hahu Yenuke, the Tosfos and Gittin, Dav Ches and Beis, quotes that gemara in Eretz. There was once a baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was scheduled for the next Shabbos. So they prepared warm water in advance, because in the days of the Gemara, it was considered a sakana to be mala baby without bathing the baby in advance and after the bris with warm water to prevent infection. Today we have better ways of preventing infection, so nobody does that anymore. Already in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, they have better ways and they don't do that anymore. They don't bathe the baby with hot water. But in the days of the Gemara, that was a suffix sakana. So the Gemara said, Ahu Yenuke, there was a baby. They prepared hot water in advance of Shabbos, and all the hot water spilled out. So what do? You can't perform the bris. But there was another Jewish home in the same chutzah where they had hot water. They had a kettle of hot water that they were going to use for tea. But there was no erev to carry from one home to the other. But if you have a mechitza around the whole chutzah, you just didn't put away the box of matzahs, you didn't make the erev satzah chutzah sheinim or revis. So the whole prohibition to carry is only mid the Rabbanim. That's the Gzeir Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech was Gozer. You're not permitted to carry, let's say, I live in an apartment building. So you're not allowed to carry from the apartment to the hallways, or the hallways to the apartment, from one apartment to the other, mid the Rabbanim. And after it's all one big Rishus HaYachid. And mid the Rabbanim, since one family lives in one apartment, a different family lives in the other apartment, so it's a different Rishus HaYachid, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. That's Gzeir Shleim HaMelech. So the Gemara says, to ask a Nochri to carry in a Chotzer She'enim or Reves, that's a Shvuz de Shvuz. I mean, when a Nochri is only the Rabbanan, and it's only a Chotzer She'enim or Reves, if I would carry myself, if I wouldn't ask the Goy, I would carry myself, I would only be an Issa de Rabbanan. So if it's a Shvuz de Shvuz, B'makam Mitzvahs Mila Bizmana, that's Mutter. So Tosfos and Gittin, Dav Ches and Beis, has two opinions. Can you extrapolate from that Gemara that Shvuz de Shvuz is Mutter B'Mokam any mitzvah, any and every mitzvah? Or maybe it's only Mutter B'Mokam Mila B'Zmana, because Mila B'Zmana is Decha Shabbos. Achshirei Mila are not Decha Shabbos. Let's say the Mo forgot to carry the knife to the location where the baby is. So you can't carry the baby to the moil, because you don't see Achayna, say Azatzman, a little baby, you can't even walk. You can't walk at all, you can't even crawl. So no one holds, if you have a baby who can crawl, you have a little child who can crawl on all four, or you have an animal who walks on all four, that's a machlokes hatanan, but it's a achayna, it's a satzma. But if you have a person who's a choyla, or kofus, tied up, or a little infant who was just 8 days old, he can't even crawl, he can't walk at all, can't crawl, so then no one holds that you say achayna, it's a satzma. So that would be an issue, I saw their eyes. But the Gemara has a machlokes satanoim, whether only Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, the actual act of the mitzvah of Mila, or even Machshirei Mila. What about the carry the knife? So Rav Lezer, that's Perek Rav Lezer de Mila. Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes was of the opinion in his city, even years after he passed away, they always followed his psokim, all of his psokim. He was of the opinion that not only Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, even all the achanas, Machshirei Mila, is also Decha Shabbos. We don't accept. But this raises the possibility, maybe Shvuz de Shvuz b'maka mitzvah is mutter, maybe it only applies to Mila Bizmana, because Mila Bizmana is such a choshev mitzvah, it's a malacha and it's Decha Shabbos. Mila Shalai Bizmana, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, it's a malacha. It's a question what the malacha is, but it clearly is a malacha. So if it's Mila Bizmana, not only is it Decha Shabbos, even the machshirei mila, if it's a shvuz, the shvuz, there's room to be megal. But maybe if it's another kind of a mitzvah where you never have any kulas to be decha Shabbos, then maybe if it's some other mitzvah, maybe the din would be that shvuz, the shvuz is not decha Shabbos. So there's two opinions in Taisus, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlokes. And Allah HaLamai said, we paskan that a shvuz, the shvuz, b'maka mitzvah, is Derech HaShemesh. So that's what that Ramah is based on. The Ramah quoted the Or Zeruah that the reason why Akaina Sodeh Be'eretz Yisrael and Anochri, Jews are buying up farms, houses, karka, and Eretz Yisrael and the Goyim, that's a big mitzvah. That's a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to buy up Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Amir and Anochri is muta to write the Shtar Mechira, to write the Shtar Kinyan, because B'makom Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Yitiru. So the Ramah quotes that it's only muta because it's Shvuz B'Shvuz, because they're writing the document in Arabic or in English characters, in English letters, and any alphabet other than Ksav Ashuris, other than Ksav Yevanis, it'll only be an Iser Ksiva Midrabban. So that's why we don't really pass like that. We pass in Shvuz, the Shvuz is muta b'maka mitzvah, any mitzvah, but Mishamish Beretzol Heitiru is muter even Amirul Anochri on an Iser Deraisa. So the Bokker for this whole idea that Shvuz to Shvuz by Makam Mitzvah is Mutter is that Gemara in Erin by Ha'u Yinuki Dishtape Chamime. They asked the Nochri to carry the hot water from one apartment to the other. It was a Chotze Sheinim Urebe, so Minatar is Mutter to carry. It was all one big Rishusayoch and Midrabbanim. That's Gzeva Shleim HaMelech. You're not allowed to carry in a Chotze Sheinim Urebe, even though there is a mechitza around the ram, but they didn't put away a box of matzahs. That's on the shutzahs by all the people. So to ask a goy to carry in a chotzah shayim a ram, is that the shvuz makam mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham explains, he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, not only shvuz the shvuz makam mitzvah is mutter, but makam hefset godel, but makam tzarech meruve, but makam choylik tzas, if there's any choylik. So that's how the Magen Avraham read the din over here. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosah writes. He just quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes the Magen Avraham. It's a pella on the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosah. He quotes some of the other sources. He doesn't always pass them like the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, the Avnei Nezer has Chubis, in the Sefer Avnei Nezer, and he has in the Egle Tal. Egle Tal, Avnei Nezer wrote down all the Malachas, and then the first 10-15 Malachas, he completed everything he had to write, and he put out a separate Sefer Egle Tal on the Lamedes Malachas. And then the remaining, the other 20 Malachas, the other 20-25 Malachas, he never finished. So he has the beginning of all the essays in the Avnei Nezer. So he writes on this Magen Avraham. Unfortunately, the Magen Avraham didn't have the Chiddush HaRamban, the Sefer by the Ramban. The Torah Sodom, the Ramban writes beferish that by Makam Cholosh Emes HaKoneh, I committed to do a malacha deraisa l'ideshina, not a malacha derabbana l'ideshina, that is a shvuz to shvuz b'makom chayli. No, even a malacha deraisa l'ideshina is also mutter. He says, if you look in the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch Harav, very often the Mishnah Berurah will quote. Over here he doesn't quote. Here he quotes the Magen Avraham and he leaves it like that. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya, he writes like that it's been on behalf of a choyler she'ein bo sakana, he's so sick that if it prevents him from functioning normally, he's even permitted to do a malacha deraisa ayideshina, not only a malacha derabbana. Why? But the answer is because when you do a malacha ayideshina, the reason why it's not osmanator is because it's a lack of malachas moshebes. If it's ayideshina, it's not normal, it's irregular. Whenever you're lacking malachas moshebes in your asam, in the rabbanan, can't be worse than Gzeirah. It's not going to be a Malacha Derabban. So we say, all Gzeirah is Amutta, but Makam Chodesh Em Bissakana, we say the Gzeirah is Amutta. So the Leital Tainas, the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes like that. Now that we have the Ramban printed, we have the Torah Sodom available. In Europe they had it available already. It says the Farish in the Ramban like that. Mishnah Berurah didn't have the Torah Sodom, so he misunderstood the Ramban. He was misled by the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham didn't have any, he just had the tour. So the Magen Avraham misunderstood the tour as quoting the Ramban as saying that you only allow the Makam Chodesh and Misakon, you allow an Isa the Rabbanan Ayidei Shinoi. It'll be a Shvuz the Shvuz, the Makam Tzaragorom. But the truth of the matter is that even a Malacha Derais Ayidei Shinoi, the Balatanya says it's Mutter, and the Eglitan said that's what it says in the Ramban. And the Shulchan Aruch is paskanim like the Ramban. Why? Because whenever you, if you do a malacha al yidei shinoi, that's lacking malachas mashevis. If you're lacking malachas mashevis, by definition, it's not a malacha. Malacha is not a malacha. Malacha means malachas mashevis. The worst it can be is a gzeris. All gzeris are mutter, makam chol shem v'sakon. There is a Mishnah in Bamem Adlikin. The Mishnah says, Hamachabas anemim ten shilum v'syorim, ten goyim, ten lismim, ten v'rach roa, v'shvil ha'chol she'ishan, patur. So the Gemara says, what do you mean patur? Patur a mutter, a patur a balasa. What is it? So the Gemara says, it depends. If he's a chayla mesukan, he's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and we think if it's a sakana nefashis by him, and the doctors think that if he'll be able to fall asleep, this may save his life. But he can't fall asleep because the candle is burning. So if he mechabes aner, amiyefa b'chayla sheyesh b'sakana, that he should be able to sleep and possibly save his life, so that's muta, that's hatagama. But if he's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, Chodeshem b'sakana, absolutely no sakana, only Chodeshem b'sakana, then you're not permitted to be mechabes aner on Shabbos, because it's a malach. So the Meiri there, that's on Daf Chav Tes. So the Meiri there poses akasha. There's a Gemara on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, the Masech HaShabbos, Omar Shmuel, the Masech HaShabbos, the 24 prokim. Commentaries say on Mishnayis, I think the Melech HaShlomo writes on the first Mishnah in Masech HaShabbos, why did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi divide Masech HaShabbos into 24 prokim? Would have made it 30 prokim, like the Masech HaSkelim is Baba Kama, Baba Tzir, Baba Basar, Zikin, Baba Kama, Baba Tzir, Baba Basar, 30 prokim. Why didn't he make it an obscure number, 24? Because Shabbos is a Kala, Boichala, Boichala. Days of Tanakh, the Psukim in Yecheskel indicate that the minig used to be that they put 24 pieces of jewelry on every kala. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made 24 pieces of jewelry from Shabbos to kala, the 24 prokim in Masech Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in Masech Shabbos, many times in the Mishnayos in the 24 prokim. Yes, if you do a certain activity on Shabbos, it's potter. And whenever it says potter, it's potter avalos, it means mutaman atara, and it's also midrabana, potter avalos. There are three exceptions to the rule. There are three cases where it says potter, and it's potter amutta. So some of those cases where it says potter, and it means potter amutta, by mafis mursa, Shabbos, in the main alecha, potter, so the Gemara says, it's potter amutta. Why is it potter amutta? Because whenever you do a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether that's an isa deraisa or an isa derabanan. And there's a machlokes hatapaskan. Let's discuss a little bit. What's the definition? Malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Let's say a person carries things in his pocket. So he has, on Shabbos, a person walks out there and there's no erev. He's carrying from his home to the street. And he's carrying to shul. So if he carries his talus to shul because he wants to use the talus over there, that's a malacha tzmicha legufa. He's going to use the result of the malacha. But if he has the car keys in his pocket, he just doesn't bother to take them out. But he's not going to use the car keys on Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is not going to use it. He just didn't bother to take it out. He leaves his wallet in his pocket. What is his wallet? He has money in the wallet. The money is muktzah. He's not going to buy anything. He's not going to use the wallet. He doesn't need the ID. Doesn't need the credit card. He's not going to use the wallet at all. Just didn't empty out the pockets. He knows he's carrying in the wallet, but he's not going to use it, not here, not there. So that's called a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. Malacha tzvicha legufa means when you do a malacha, you accomplish something. Let's say, hoitzor. I brought the item instead of the talus being in my apartment. The talus is now in shul, and I plan to use it in the shul. That's a malacha tzvicha legufa. I carry a handkerchief. Because I'm afraid I may have to blow my nose, I may have to wipe my nose. My nose is running, so I carry the handkerchief to the shul, intending to use the handkerchief in the shul. So that's a malacha tzvicha legufa. Well, let's say a person plucks off fruit from the tree, he's going to eat the fruit. But then that's a malacha tzvicha. He doesn't have to plan to eat the fruit today on Shabbos, he's going to eat the fruit sometime. So that's a malacha tzvicha legufa. Let's say a person wants to go to work on a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. and he goes to Hachshara in the summertime, he goes to camp, and he's just practicing, plucking off fruit, and they're going to throw it in the garbage. Plucking off fruit in order to get used to the hula of harvesting fruit. But he's not going to use the fruit that he plucked off from the tree. That's a malacha, according to Tosafot. This is Tosafot's definition. That's a malacha she'en tzricha leguf. If a person does a malacha, each malacha has a tachlis. How do you know what the tachlis, the official tachlis of the malacha is? All malachas are learned out from the Mishkan. So, Asiyas HaMishkan, when they were constructing the Mishkan. But whatever the purpose was, let's say, in the days of the Mishkan, they plucked off fruits from the tree in order to use the dye from the fruits, or use the juice or something. Whenever they did a malacha, they used the chiddush, the accomplishment of the malacha was used. But if you're going to do a malacha today for some purpose other than the purpose, other than the official purpose, not for the tachlis, why the malacha was done in Asiyas HaMishkan, that's Tosafot's definition. Rashi has a totally different definition. But that's Tosafot's definition. And malacha she'en tzricha leguf. What's the din if a person does a malacha she'en tzricha leguf? So it's a machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. Reb Shimon holds that it's mutar min haTorah, it's only awesome with the Rabbanan. Reb Yudah holds that it's awesome min haTorah. How do we paskin? The Rav HaRishonim paskin like Reb Shimon, that malacha she'en tzricha leguf is mutar min haTorah, it's only awesome with the Rabbanan. There is a minority opinion, it's quite a significant minority, the Rambam and the Baal HaMor. The Rambam is a significant minority over here. But we don't really paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam and the Baal HaMor, the bottom of the river, Rabbi Mizrachi HaLevi, they hold, they paskin like Rabbi Yudah. The Malacha Shein Tzmich HaLeguf is an Isra Derais. But the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, Halacha LaMaaseh, is that Malacha Shein Tzmich HaLeguf is only an Isra Derabban. So again, so the Gemara says on Dav Gimla Amud Aleph, Omar Shmuel, called Pturi de Shabbos. If you run through all the 24 prokin of Mishnah de Shabbos, whenever it says Pater, it means it's Mutam and Atar, but it's Asim and the Rabbanim, Pater Abel Asar. But there are three Mishnahs where it says Pater, and it means Pater and Mutam. One of them is by Mafis Mursa, squeezing out a pus pimple. So because he's Bimokim, since when he squeezes at the pimple, he's really making a Pesach. He's making a Pesach, l'hachnis l'hoitzi. He can remove the pus, because now there's a hole in the pimple. He can remove the pus and he can put in medication, but he doesn't plan l'hachnis. He's only using the Pesach, l'hoitzi, to remove the pus. He's not going to put any medication in. But that's called the malacha shein tzmicha l'guf. He made a Pesach. Theoretically, could have been used both lahachnis and lahoitzi, but he personally doesn't plan to put medication. He's only going to squeeze out the pus. But since it's a malacha shein tzmicha leguf, and the din is like Reb Shimon, that that's only an issur derabbanan. So since he's mitzayer very much, v'makom tzara lo gozer berabban, and we allow a malacha shein tzmicha leguf on Shabbos, v'makom chaylo shein besakon. But if he is bothered with akasha, the Mishnah said there. The Gemara says, is it potter a mutter, or is it potter a balasa? Which is it? The Gemara says, it depends. If it's a chodesh, yesh bo sakana, and we think that by extinguishing the candle, he'll be able to sleep and he will recover. There's a possibility he will recover. Then it's potter a mutter. Then you're permitted to be mechaber the nair, even though you're doing a malach, because it's a malach Hashem Tzvicha Lugufa. Whatever you do, kibui. What's called the malach Tzvicha Lugufa by kibui? So the Gemara says, when you have logs that are burning, and you extinguish the flame, and now you have charcoal, if you plan to use the charcoal, the pechom, if you plan to use the charcoal, then it's a malach Tzvicha Lugufa. Let's say you have a fire on the burner. Let's say you have either an electric stove or you have a gas stove, and you turn off the fire. But there is no pechem. There's no pechem at all. So on the level of the raisa, there's no malacha at all. The whole thing is only a malacha with the rabbana. To turn off the fire, well, let's say you have an electric stove, or you have the metal bars are burning hot, and when you turn it off, so the electricity is not flowing through anymore. So So the electric bars that hold the pot will be black. That's called mechaba, but there is no pechem, there's no charcoal. So mechaba gachela shel mateches, the Gemara says if you extinguish there's a gachela shalates, so mechaba gachela shalates, you're left with the pechem, you're left with a little charcoal. So if you plan to use the charcoal, then it's called malocha tzvicha legufa. If you don't plan to use the charcoal, then it's a malocha shein tzvicha legufa. What if there is no charcoal? Mechaba gachela shel mateches, there is no charcoal. Or you extinguish the gas stove. There's no gechelus at all. There's no pecham at all. But that can't be a malacha deraisa. So that's only an isa derabbanan. So the Gemara says, if the chayla b'shvila chayla sheish and butter, you extinguish the flame, because someone is sick, and if he's not and he can't fall asleep, and if you turn out the candle, there's a chance he'll be able to fall asleep. He'll get better. So the Gemara says again, if it's a chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, there's mutter l'chatchila to extinguish the flame, there's a pikuach nefesh. But if it's a chodesh she'ein b'sakana, then with potter avalaser, you're not allowed to extinguish the flame. You're not allowed to extinguish the flame, despite the fact that the worst it can be is ein tzvicha l'gufa. He doesn't plan to use the pecham. The whole purpose of extinguishing the flame is that the Chodesh should be able to sleep. He doesn't plan to use the Pecham for anything. That's the Meiri's Kasha and Daf Chavtes. I don't sit and read Meiri's. So Rachel didn't like them. The boys used to look in the Meiri's. He's probably very opposed. But this Meiri is quoted, I didn't originally see it in the original Meiri. The Imre Bina is a Sefer that was written in Eretz Yisrael 100 years ago by Rav Meir Auerbach. It has a lot of very strong mamor in it. Essays in halacha. So the Imre Bina quotes this Meiri. The Meiri has the kasha. Why do we permit by mafis mursa to squeeze out the pus pimple from Malkum Sara the Gozer Barabonim? Even though he's making a pesach where you can use it lahachnis ulahoitzi, the hoitzi lecha to get the pus out, and lahachnis to put in medication. But he doesn't plan to put in medication. So it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. He's not using the full result. He's not using the full accomplishment of the malacha. So since it's only a malacha shen tzvicha l'gufa, according to Reb Shimon, it's only asur l'rabbanan, so b'makom chol shem b'sakana, we allow it. But how come here, by the chol shem b'sakana, you're not permitted to extinguish the flame? Extinguishing a flame, if you don't plan to use the pecham, is also only a malacha shen tzvicha l'gufa. So why don't we permit it? That's the Meiri's kash. But the Meiri has three different answers. The Nimre Bina is in the Supak, which in the Shulchan Aruch they don't discuss the whole topic. They don't bring up this whole issue of the Sistira. How come sometimes by Chodesh Emes Hakona you allow Merocha Shet Tzvicha Legufa, sometimes you don't allow? How come there's a discrepancy? So the Miri has, part of the Miri's discussion has to do with what we spoke about last week. We said last week we spoke that there's a long, Mishnah Berurah has a long Bir Haloch and Shin Chodches. He doesn't accept the tzak of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Magen Mishneh that Cholu Sheibri Yesh Bo Sakana. Not only are you permitted to be Mechal Shabbos with the Melachas Deraisa that may save his life, you do Kol Tzarachot. You do whatever you do on a weekday. You do normally. If he's a Cholu Sheibri Sakana, not only are you allowed, not only should you do those medical treatments that may save his life, even things that are clearly not going to save his life, just to make him more comfortable, you also do. And Mishnah Berurah is very upset, a long Bir Halacha, he rejects it. And he said, Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has a whole essay. It says his father was mekel on this, and he pointed out it's not Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, it's from Rav Chaim Valoshina, in Itziv. In Itziv quotes that when he came to Valoshina to learn before his Bar Mitzvah, Nachlas David was still alive, Nachlas David said, Chaim Balojan was not alive at the time that it's the Nachlas David was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Balojan. He says that was a Psak HaMakul Malam Balojan from the days of Rab Chaim Balojan. That B'cholosh already is a Cholosh Sheish B'Sakana. If you're afraid you may become Cholosh Sheish B'Sakana, then you don't do Kol Tzaracha. But if he already is a Cholosh Sheish B'Sakana, you want to save his life, then you're permitted even to do Yisurim Daraisa for Kol Tzaracha. So the Mishnah Berurah didn't like that, had to have Kol Tzaracha. Mishnah Berurah said maybe for the Rabbanans. Maybe not there. Paul Tzarachav on Melachas Dairaisa, he doesn't like it. Maybe he can be Mekal on the end of Rabbanan. So the Meiri, when the Meiri speaks on that Chof Tes, on that Chabas Aner, Shvel Chodosh Eish and Potter, when is it Potter Amuta? When is it Potter Avalasar? That he discusses the topic, when is a Melachas Shein Svich Lagufa, we pass on it only the Rabbanan. We don't accept the Rambam and the Balamor, that it's an Isa Dairaisa. We assume it's only the Rabbanan. So sometimes we allow, so it's only the Rabbanan. So the question is, do we allow it for Chodesh Misakana or not? The Miri has a few answers. So involved in the answers is, would you allow Kol Tzarachov? The Chayla, we gave him medication. Whether he's going to sleep or not, he'll be more comfortable if he sleeps. But the sleeping is not really going to help him get better. We gave him medication, but if it would have been a weekday, he would have blown out the candle that he should have a good night's sleep. Because it's Shabbos, so you're not allowed to blow out the candle. So the Shaila is, but blowing out the candle is only the Rabbanan. So if you allow Kol Tzarachov for Cholish Yesh Bo Sakana, maybe you should allow Kol Tzarachov for Cholish Emes Sakana also, if you're only dealing with the Rabbanans. So that's different answers in the Meiri. That's what the Imre Bina is not sure which answer should we accept La Halacha. Should we be Mekel on a Cholish Emes Sakana? For Cholish Emes Sakana, we only allow one to violate Xeris the Rabban. We don't allow one to violate Malachas the Rabban. But we only allow one to violate Xeris the Rabban on if by violating Xeris you will heal the Cholah. But what if he gave him medication that's going to heal him? Now we want to blow out the candle. We want to do a gzera derabanan. We want to do an isa derabanan. That's only a gzera, but it's not really going to cure the patient. It will make life much more comfortable for him. But that's a din halacha lemaisa. How do we pass it? So the Miri has three different answers on this din. When do you allow halacha shem svicha legufa kol shem mistakana? When do you not allow it? Because by the Mafis Mursa, it says we do allow the makom tzara legos berabonim. By the kibli haneir, you're not going to use the pecham. It's also in svicha legufa. We don't allow it. That's the question. I had a suggestion, but the Miri doesn't have that suggestion. I had the suggestion as follows: the Minchas Chinuch has quite a few. Minchas Chinuch has a long kuntres that's called Mosach HaShabbos. All countries on Parshas Yisro, on the Aseres Adibis, and it says, he goes through all the Lamed Tesovos Malachas, and he has comments on each one of the Malachas. In fact, many years ago, 40, 50 years ago, someone printed it as separate countries, the Mosach HaShabbos, without the rest of the Malachas, just on the Lamed Tesovos Malachas. So that Mosach HaShabbos, he points out that there are quite a few problems in the Rambam regarding his psak of Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa. The Rambam holds paskins like Rabbi Yudah. The Rambam and the Balamor are the two Rishonim who paskin like Rabbi Yudah. The Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa is an Isa Deraisa. Nonetheless, in quite a few locations, the Rambam seems to say the Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa is only the Rabbanim. How do you deal with it? It's still in the Rambam. So, one of the Chiburim, a classical Chibur we have on the Rambam, you have the Magen Mishnah, you have the Kesem Mishnah, you have the Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, you have all the different swam. Those are printed on the page. And then you have, there's a set of swam that's called Merkevus HaMishnah. Merkevus HaMishnah is written by the rabbi from Chelma, not Chelm, Chelma Chachamim, but Chelma. Was a city in Poland, I think. It's a fantastic chibur on the Rambam. A lot of times, other Mepharshim will stand on the head and give a fancy shot in the Rambam, read the whole interpretation, and the Merkevus HaMishnah often gives the most poshut shot in the Rambam. And a lot of times, Rav Soloveitchik said that Rav Chaim thought the Merkevus HaMishnah was right, the most poshut shot. Every so often, he gives a mamish poshut shot. Here, there's a long Merkevus HaMishnah, goes on and on and on. All the old editions of the Merkevus HaMishnah, there's no sentences, no periods, there's no paragraphs. This goes on for 10 pages. So you have to have the patience to sit and read it, which I don't have. So I lent my Merkevus HaMishnah to someone else in the yeshiva many years ago. And I asked them, when you go through it, please underline the crucial lines in this long essay, the 10-page essay. The Makevis HaMishnah says the following. He says that Rambam Shita is Locha Shein Svicha Agufa Zelisa Deraisa. He passes like Rav Yehuda only by Ogus. I told this Locha Shein Svicha Agufa is only the Rabbanim. And this Eretz that the Makevis HaMishnah is, this is famous also, Abitzala Panavision gave that Eretz also. He didn't know the Makevis HaMishnah said Abitzala Panavision died around 100 years ago, over 100 years ago, no, around 100 years ago. And Chaim held Givaldik from Abitzel. He felt that he was the biggest Balmachadish of the generation. And they were, when Shmuel Salant was getting old, and he wanted them to hire an assistant rabbi to take over, the head of the Echaredis of the Ashkenazim. For many centuries, there were only Sfardim in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Ashkenazim started to come after the Talmidei HaGro came, the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov came, so they made a badatz for the Ashkenazim. So he was the head, he was the Habezin of the Eid HaCharedis, of the badatz for the Ashkenazim. He lived to a very old age, so he was getting old. They better appoint an assistant rabbi to take over, have to retire sooner or later. There was a whole people who should they bring. At the end of the story was that they took the Aderes. And the Aderes came, I think, in 1901, and he died in 1906. And Reb Shmuel Salant was still alive. He outlived the Aderes. But before they took the Aderes in 1901, Reb Chaim had recommended that they should take Rabitzala Panavision, because he said at that time, many Rabbanim would retire from their positions in Europe, and they would move to Yerushalayim. One would join the Eid HaCharedis, so they had a lot of Moira HaRua who knew how to pass Mashiach. So Chaim said, what they need is a big Baal Machadish. Moira HaRua, they have enough. Rabbi Bonavezer, all of his psalkim are very Mechudish Dik. He wasn't, his psalkim are not accepted. But Chaim held, they don't need Moira HaRua. They have enough Moira HaRua in Yerushalayim. All the retired Rabbanim. Said they need a big Baal Machadish like Rabbi Tzala. So anyway, but it didn't turn out like that. So one used to be a rabbi in the Bronx. About his name, he published, Rabbi Meskin, Yankel Meskin, and he published quite a few svarim on different mesichtas and shugas, very nice. Back, Rabbi Hayo Abisrael, the best way, he used to daven in his shul. He was close with him years ago. And this Rabbi Meskin was a Talmud of Rabbi Tzala Panavish, and Panavish Yeshiva in Europe. So he quotes in one of his svarim, on the Stevis in the Rambam, where the Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguch is the Reis of the Rabbanan, he quotes the name Rabbi Tzula Panavesh exactly the same teretz that the Makevis HaMishnah said, that it depends whether it's an Av Malach or a Tolda. The Pashtus is, there seems to be such a Ran in Masechet Shabbos, the Ran on the Rif. Sounds like he makes such a distinction, that there's a difference between Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguch and an Av Malach. And on the told the Rabbi Yehuda sheet that the Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is their Isa is only on an Av. And the told that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that Melocha Shein Tzvicha Leguf is only the Rabban. That's the simple reading of the Ran. So the Avnei Nezer is bothered with Akasha. How can you say that? The Gemara in Bava Kama on the first daf discusses Obis and Toldus. So the Gemara says on Shabbos there are 39 categories, Obis, and then there are Toldus. All the same Kayetzibem, all the same dinim. Then you had Arbabas and Zikin in the Mishnah, Abab Sharbar Mabahever, then the Gemara quotes a price of the really Chavdalit Abbas and Zikin. Each one of the Abbas and Zikin has a Tolda, whatever is sufficiently similar to the Av, it's told the same Kayetzibem. The Gemara says, is there any difference between an Av Malacha and a Tolda? The Gemara says, absolutely no difference whatsoever, Halacha La Maisa. Always the same. The only difference is a historical difference. Ach the havi b'mishkan chashiv b'korei le'av, ach the lo havi b'mishkan chashiv b'korei le'tolda. Whatever activities were important and significant in Asiyas HaMishkan, those are called obis. And whatever wasn't in the Mishkan, but is sufficiently similar to what was in the Mishkan, that's called the obis. And the Gemara says the whole difference between obis and toldas and Malach HaShabbos is historical difference. The obis were in the Mishkan, involved in Asiyas HaMishkan, Malachas HaMishkan, told us, similar to those, but they weren't in the Mishkan. But the Gemara says, Allah HaMaisa, there's no difference. So that's what the Avnei Nezer asks. How can the Ran say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shein Smicha Leguf is an Issa Deraisa, that's only by others. But by Toldos, the worst it could be is only the Rabbanon. Then you're saying that there's a difference between others and Toldos regarding Ein Smicha Leguf, that by an Av Ein Smicha Leguf is Deraisa, by a Toldos Ein Smicha Leguf is only the Rabbanon. He reinterprets the Ran never said. And the truth of the matter is, the simple reading of the Ran is like that. And that's the Makevus HaMishneh writes, Rabbi Tzela Ponavisher said in his Yeshiva. He said, that seems to be the Ramam Shita. I, the Gemara there in the beginning of Bava Kamma, no, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, when you have a Tolda, that's Aser, and an Av, that's Aser, well, there are no differences between the two. They're both the same. But if you have a Tolda, Shein Tzvicha Legufa, by definition, it's not called a Tolda. Why? Simple. The Av Malacha was the activity that was done in the Mishkan. The Tolda is a Pula that was not done in the Mishkan, but it's done for the same purpose of the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan. But if you're going to do a Tolda, Ein Tzvicha Legufa, see, it's not the same activity that was done in the Mishkan, and it's not done for the same purpose of the Malacha that was done in the Mishkan. So it doesn't qualify to be called a Tolda. The definition of a Tolda is if you do a Pula for the same purpose that the Av is done. But if you do a Malacha, Ein Tzvicha Legufa, doing it for a different purpose, you can't label it as a Tolda. So that's not in contradiction with what it says in the Gemara. Mar said there's no difference between an Av and a Tolda means if something is an Av and something is a Tolda, they're both Osir, Minatayra. So then there's no difference between the Av and the Tolda here. If it's a Tolda and Tzvicha Legufa, it doesn't qualify to be considered a Tolda. You're not doing it for the same purpose as the Av Malacha. So it could well be that the Eretz to the Miri's Kasha is like this. If a person makes a Pesach, a Osi, L'Achnas, a L'Hotzi, let's say, Mafis Mursa. So if you do surgery on a person, a doctor is treating a patient. He does surgery. So the Rambam says that that's a violation of Bona. Bona on a human being. So the Gemara says yes. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayivin Asatzela, Shalokhev Min Ha'adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a rib, and he made it into Chava. So the Chumash uses the verb Vayivin. So the Tana Rav Lezer learns out from this pasuk that there's Binyan Ba'adam. Rav Lezer is of the opinion that if you braid a girl, braids a hair, that's a Malacha Deraisa Boina. We paskin that braiding the hair is only an Issa Derabbana, and it's not a Malacha Boina. But the Yalfusa that Rav Lezer learned out from the pasuk, that the Shaykh Binyan Ba'adam, the Yalfusa does remain. That's what the Rambam writes. If a person does, the Rambam was a doctor, so he says, if the doctor does surgery on a patient, that's called Boina, that's a Malacha Deraisa Boina. That's a Malacha Deraisa Boina. But would you consider that, let's say a person squeezes out the pus pimple, that's an Av Malacha Boina. Boina is if you build a house, Pashta says that that's a Tolda, it makes a Pesach, which is Roy Lahachnis Alahoitzi, that's a Tolda Boina, but that's not an Av. So if you make a Pesach, you squeeze out the pus. So you made a Pesach, which you could have theoretically used both Lahoitzi, Lalecha, and Lahachnis, the medication, but you don't plan to use it Lahachnis. Just going to squeeze out the pus, and that's all. So that's a Malacha Shein Smicha Legufa, but it's probably not an Av. Even if you'll do, squeeze out the pus and put in medication, it'll be a Pesach Hasi, Lahachnis Lahotzi. It's probably not the Av Malacha Bona. Av Malacha Bona is when you build a house. If you have a Tolda and it's Ein Smicha Legufa, so the Pashtus is the worst you can say is that it's a Gzeira. You can't say that it's a Malacha. But by Machabes Haner, if the fellow blows out the candle, he doesn't plan to use the Pechum. There is charcoal there. There's the wick is now black, so he may want to use the, if he plans to use the Pechum, then it'll be Mechabe, it'll be a Malacha Deraisa. If he doesn't plan to use it, that's an Av Malacha of Mechabe, Ein Smicha Legufa. So Av Malacha, Ein Smicha Legufa, an Av Malacha, even if you hold, like Reb Shimon, that Ein Smicha Legufa is only the Rabbanon, but if you do an Av Malacha, Ein Smicha Legufa, that's a Malacha mid the Rabbanon. But if you do a Tolda, Ein Smicha Legufa, by definition, it shouldn't be a Malacha at all. So the worst he can say is that it's a Gzeira the Rabbanon. So that's Taka the Din. That's Halachi Kedeya Hashlishis, Chabe Paskin, that by a Choyla She'eba Sakona, we only allow the people to do Gzera de Rabbana. We don't allow a Malacha de Rabbana to do. So to do an ad malacha ein svicha lagufa would probably be considered a malacha mederabbanan. To do a tolda ein svicha lagufa can't even qualify as a malacha mederabbanan, because by definition it shouldn't even be a tolda. The worst you can say is that it's a gzera derabbanan. So gzera derabbanan is muta b'makam chayla shem isarkana. I say the Meiri gives three different terutzim on his kasha and daf chav tes regarding the stira between the different gemaras. Do you permit Malacha Shein Svicha Lagufa Amiyefa B'chayla Shein Misakon? So I suggest that a fourth terrace, that there should be a difference between Hobbes and Tod, but the Miri doesn't say that terrace. Yeah, so these are the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch, the four different categories. The Bori with the Mechish B'alma, where we have the Chumri, you're not allowed to apply refuas. Chayla Shein Bo Sakona, where we permit, not only do we permit refuas, we permit Ogzeres the Rabbanan. All Gzeret Rabban, but we don't permit Malachas Min Rabbanan. Then if you have Sakonas Aver, so then the Ramban Shita, the Shulchan Aruch says we should adapt the Ramban Shita. We allow all the Rabbanans, even a Malach Min Rabbanan. And Rabban Soloveitchik thought like that Sridi Yesh, that we should reconsider the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch. And since the Sridi Yesh collected another two Rishonim who agree with the Miri, that's what he thought. So you have three Rishonim who say that Sakonas Aver, you're allowed to be Mahal Shabbos with Malachas Daraisas, and that's Rabban Soloveitchik thought. But the Pashtus is that the Pashtus is not like this radiation. The Pashtus is that the only Rishon who says like that is the Meiri. It could be that there are other Rishon, but we don't have them. The other two sources that he quoted, the Tosfos and Sukkah Dav Chavav, is probably a misprint, as it would appear from the Tosfos Harosh. And the Mordechai B'Shem Rabbi Natan is also, the Rabbi Natan didn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam said, if the Chayla hears that he may lose the use of his limb because they're not going to do the surgery on Shabbos, he may die from aggravation. He may get a heart attack. He may from high blood pressure. He may die from aggravation. So that's not Sakana's Aver. The Sakana Aver may cause him to lose his life. And then the fourth category was real. Sakana, even a specs fake of Sakana's Nefashis is Dech and Shabbos. And we mentioned that the Rakanti, the Mishnah Berurah, says, it's Chassidish El Shtus. If the Chayla doesn't want to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life, and you're not allowed to be Machmer. And the Rakanti tells that there was once a Bala Taisvis who did want to eat at Yom Kippur. The doctor said if he fasts, he will definitely die. And if he eats, there's a slim chance that he may survive. So he decided, Ein Safik Maitzei Evadai, and he decided he's going to fast, and he died. So the Balei HaTosfos all said that he did Shaloi Kedin. You're not allowed to be Machmer, you don't gain anything by being Machmer. In the Shulchan Aruch they say that Tzorchei HaTinoik is always considered like a Choyle She'en Bo Sakon. Tzorchei HaTinoik, the question is, till what age is the child a Tinoik? Till Bar Mitzvah? How old is he? So the Pashtus is, so the Minchas Yitzchok has a Tshuva. I think the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa quotes from the Minchas Yitzchok. When Chassid Yitzchak was dying wise from the Eid HaRedis. So he has a tshuva. He says, till the age of eight. Where does he come up with the gematria till the age of eight? Because the Mishnah says in the end of Yuma that if the child is healthy, there's chinach and fasting on Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch it says, there's no chinach fasting on Tisha B'Avos, Arba Teves, Tzom Gedalia, even if the kid is the day before his bar mitzvah. You're not mechanach a child to fast on the other Tanais. Maybe Tainus Esther, maybe that's a discussion. But on that tanya is that l'shem avelus, there's no chinuch to have the child fast. Yom Kippur is a mitzvah, simcha, it's not avelus. So Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says that there is chinuch. So you mechanach the child, it's a healthy child. 2 years before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, they should fast the whole day. And 2 years before, 2 years before, they should fast the half a day, if they're up to it, if they're healthy. And American children are usually pretty healthy. They're not undernourished. American children are usually healthy. So then the Yerushalmi comments over there, but before the age of eight, even if the child wants to fast on his own, you're not allowed to let him, because he may come the day sakon. So the Minchas Yitzchak quotes that Yerushalmi, that until the age of eight, you don't allow the child to fast on Yom Kippur at all, because it may be bole de sakona. So we always treat all tzorcha aktan until the age of eight as a chodesh shem sakona. What has one got to do with the other? I didn't see any shaychas whatsoever. I thought over here, Sochei Atinuk is like Chodesh Emes HaKana. It means like this. Let's say the parents are crossing the street, and the child gets a temper tantrum in the middle. It's a big thoroughfare, and the light is changing, and the kid is standing in the middle of the street, and the cars are going to start going back and forth. They're not going to wait for him, so the kid can get run over. And the kid doesn't want to budge. He's standing over there. So little children are sometimes for action done something. Or the kid, not such an extreme case. They're walking home with the child and he doesn't want to budge. He just stands there. He doesn't want to go anywhere. So the child can't function normally. The child has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally. What's his condition? He's a baby. Babies have a shtus. Let's say when a baby is thirsty. So the baby will start screaming his head off. He wants a bottle of milk. What's the sakana? What's the behala? He doesn't know how to talk. So the only way he has to communicate is he starts screaming. Normally a baby plays with his toys, or he plays with his siblings, or he fights with his siblings, whatever he does. But when the baby is thirsty for the bottle, he's going to cry so he can't function normally. So whenever a baby is going to get a temper tantrum, I don't know, till the age of 8, they still have temper tantrums and they do silly, stupid things. I don't think so. Little babies are for action. A little baby will scream his head off till he gets his bottle. So that Amir al-Nachri would be mutter to warm up the bottle on Shabbos, to do a melacha deraisa, because Amir al-Nachri is mutter for Chodesh Emes HaKana. And so Chayatinuk is considered like a Chodesh Emes HaKana. A little baby got hurt, anything, and he's going to scream all day long. He's going to cry all day long unless we drive him to the hospital. So we have to get a goy to drive the baby. There's no sakana. You know, Bevada, there's no sakana at all. But he's bleeding and he's going to cry his head off the whole Shabbos. So if we have a goy, drive him to the hospital, drive him to the doctor, and the doctor puts on a bandage, then the baby's going to stop crying. So that's by little infants. It's okay, a tinek, in Metzias, is going to be like a chadosh emes sakana, because the tinek won't be able to function normally. But I didn't think the shir should be till the age of 8. I thought it was younger than 8. I thought that when you're ready, 8 years old, even 7 years old, I don't think the children will be such babies that they're going to be crying the whole time. I didn't think so. Then it says in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, when you have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona, Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakona, so you have to sometimes do a Melacha Deraisa, so you're not allowed to ask a child before Bar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to ask ein do isim dobeze ayde ktanim, ayde nochrim, ayde noshim, because the people may think that it's really not proper to do it. So that's why they ask the child to do it. That's why they ask the goy to do it. So it says you shouldn't do that. El ayde gedolim. So what does it mean gedolim? People after Bar Mitzvah, poshup shot. You should ask a Jewish person after Bar Mitzvah, a religious person. He should drive the patient to the hospital. He should drive the patient to the hospital. So when the Rambam quotes that din, he says, the Rambam understood Gedolim doesn't only mean people who are past Bar Mitzvah. You shouldn't use children before Bar Mitzvah, Ketanim, you should use Gedolim after Bar Mitzvah. Means Gedol Yisrael v'chachamehem, Talmid HaChachamim should do it. So remember, Rav Sheps used to be a Rebbe in Torah Vadas for many years. He was one of those who was fortunate. He learned the Miri Yeshiva in Europe before the war. Then when he came to America, he gave Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, a very big Talmud Chacham. So he was one of those who was picked. The Rosh Yeshiva in Miri Yeshiva told him he should go learn Bar Abel Bala Salavetcha. So he told us that on one occasion, the year that they were only there 1 year, Bar Abel Bala. Very few learned more than one year. So the year that he was there, so they were davening in shul on Shavuos. In the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, someone ran into the shul, and he screamed, in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, someone ran into the shul on Shavuos morning, and he screamed out, a Jewish university student was run over, and he needs medical treatment, but he's not a citizen of, I guess Brisk was in Poland, I'm not sure what country he was in, he's not a citizen of that country, he's a citizen of a different country, so somebody has to contact the embassy in order that they should authorize that the hospital should take care of the patient. So Rav Belbel Soloveitchik heard it, he ran out, because he was Gedol Yisrael v'chachamim. He ran out to make the phone calls. The Rav Shep said, who do you think the university student was? The Jewish boys who went to university were usually apikursim. They were not shomer mitzvahs at all. But he said, Rav Elbala knew that the Ruba, the overwhelming majority of the Jewish boys who went to university were not shomer mitzvahs at all. He ran to make all the phone calls. So then he finished off the story. He said that the Chazan told the Gabbai, told the Chazan to slow down in Chazaras HaShatz, because he thought the Rav is going to go for a couple of minutes, he'll soon be back, you shouldn't miss Kriyas HaTer. So he said, slow down. Then he said, the Kaddish slowly, Bahim and Sahar, and say everything slowly. They were saying Yud Gimel Midas, it was Shavuos. Slowly, slowly. But the Rav didn't come back. So they were making a lot of Mishaberach, slowing down, that the Rav should come back. He didn't come back. They had to start Musaf. They finished all Kriyas HaTer of Shavuos with the Haftarah. They started Musaf. Rav Elbala came in when after they already started Musaf, so he couldn't walk all of his seat was always up in the front, in the Mizrach front. He couldn't walk because all the people were in the middle of Shemon Esrei, not allowed to walk in front of the people davening Shemon Esrei. So he davened Musaf for Shavuos, Bal Peh. He did them as Machzer. His Machzer was all the way up in the front of the shul. So he davened Musaf, Bal Peh, in the back of the shul. After the davening, so he was so tumult when he was davening Musaf, because he just ran to make all the phone calls on Yom Tov, and then he ran back to the shul. So he walked over to the Dayan, Apsim Chazelik was the Dayan in Brisk, and he said he has a suffix when he davened Shemana Esrei. He doesn't remember if he davened the Shachris Dika Shemana Esrei. That I know by heart. Or he said, how would he know Yom HaBikurim? How would he know that parsha by heart? And he says he doesn't remember what he said, the Shachris Dika Shemana Esrei, or the Muslim Dika Shemana Esrei. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, if he said, let's say, Leil Shabbos, you're supposed to say, Ata Kidashto. Shabbos morning, you're supposed to say, Yismach Moshe. And the Mincha, you're supposed to say, Ata Echad. But if by mistake you said Ata Echad by Mayrev, or you said Yismach Moshe by Mayrev, you mix them up, Shachris, Mayrev, Mincha, it's all the same thing. But the Eved, if you said the wrong Shemana Esrei, you were Yotze. But if you said Shachris instead of Musaf, then you're not Yotze. If he said, instead of davening Musaf, you have to mention the Musafim, then you're not Yotze B'di Eved. So he said, he asked Rab Simcha Zelig, was the Dan, he asked him, what's the din? He doesn't remember, he was Mesupik, if he davened the Shachos Dikash Manes or the Musaf Dikash Manes. So the Dan started to ask him, do you remember, if he said, Atavachatona, did you remember this, did you remember that? He didn't remember anything. He was telling us this story because I had asked him in the Tshuvas of Rab Chaim Oizer that a printer, Rab Chaim Oizer printed three volumes of Tshuvas during his lifetime, the three volumes of Achiezer. So in the Tshuvas that he printed were edited. So he left out all the things that were not relevant. After Rab Chaim Oizer passed away, so they published another volume of Achiezer with additional Tshuvas, and those Tshuvas were never edited. So he says, regards to so-and-so, how's Rebbetzin so-and-so doing, and Rav Henoch Hegish is not well. He writes other things there. So when he published the Tshuvas himself, he left out all the things that were not relevant to the Tshuva, all the things of historical interest. So in one of those Tshuvas, in one of the Tshuvas that was not edited, he writes, and last night Rav Elbala Soloveitchik visited by me in the middle of the Second World War, and I had written the Tshuva, and I told it to him, and he was masking with me. So I asked Rav Sheps, Rav Elbala Soloveitchik was maskin on a psak halacha in Hilchas Geiris. My impression was that Rav Elbala Soloveitchik would never take a stand halacha l'maisa on anything. People used to ask him shailas. He used to say, our shailas are good to shaila, and he wouldn't give a psak. He was mamish meyira hayro. So he told us this story. Rav Elbala wouldn't even paskin a yalav yava shaila for himself. He was Mesupik himself, whether he daven Shachris Dikash Manasra, Musaf Dikash Manasra, and he wouldn't paskin on his own. He asked Rav Simcha Zelig, what's the din? He says, he can guarantee me that in that Maisa that Rav Chaim Oizer wrote, that Rav Elbala Soloveitchik was maskin, he can guarantee me that Rav Elbala didn't say a word. Rav Chaim Oizer bounced the ideas off of Rav Elbala. He wanted to tell it over to someone. since Rav Dovla didn't say no, so he wrote, and Rav Dovla was masking with me. The Briska Rav was masking with me. He says he doesn't believe that Rav Dovla would say, it cannot be. Rav Dovla would never say halacha lemaisa, psak halacha. That was his style. There is a, in Shulchan Aruch they have that a choyle she'en bo sakona, amirun anachri is mutam. Let's say I have a choyle she'en bo sakona, he doesn't feel well, and the doctors say he needs some hot soup. On Shabbos afternoon, where's he going to get kosher hot soup? So you can ask a goy to eat up the soup, even though, let's say, you can ask a goy to, let's say he needs, the doctors say he needs some freshly cooked flesh. So you can ask a goy to cook the flesh on Shabbos, kosher flesh, ask a goy to cook the flesh. It's going to be bishul akum. If the soup is cooked already and it's edible, then goy is just going to reheat it. That's not a nisa bishul akum. It's nechol kamoshu, who it's edible the way it is now. Well, let's say we're going to ask the goy to cook a ruah chicken. You have a kosher chicken in the freezer, in the refrigerator. Then ask a goy to cook it so the choyle she'en bo sakana will be able to eat it on Shabbos. So that's really bishul akum. But just like we allow for the choyle she'en bo sakana, gzeiros the rabbanon, we don't allow malachas the rabbanon, we allow gzeiros the rabbanon. So we spoke last week or 2 weeks ago. The choyle she'en bo sakana, we don't allow macholas asuras the rabbanon. Whatever is only a gzeira, so that you would allow. Let's say a choyle she'en bo sakana, you wouldn't permit him to drink stam yenom. But to get hadnoah, shulok ederach hanoaseh, that's only a gzeira midirabbanon. That's not a macholas asuras midirabbanon. So bishalakum, we would allow on Shabbos, if you have nothing else to eat, we would allow bishalakum, because bishalakum is a gzeir mishum chasnus. It may lead to intermarriage. Bishalakum is not even macholas asuris midirabbanon. Let's say a little bit of bishalakum get mixed in with normal food. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you don't need, the big machlokes and rishonim, we paskin, you don't need shishim to be mabatle. You only need shishim when there's a din of tam ki yikar. And the din of tam ki yikar only applies when it's macholas asuris. But if it's not macholas asuris, it's just a gzeira, eating bishalakum is like dancing with a nachris, that it may lead to intermarriage. But that's a gzeira midirabbanan. So whatever is only a gzeira, so we are makel, just like in Hilchos Shabbos, whatever is only a gzeira, we allow for chodesh emisakona. So macholas asuris, there's macholas asuris deraisa. Then there's macholas asuris derabbanan. And then there are things that are gzeiras, you're not allowed to eat. So to get hanoa, shalok, derech hanoosam, the Gemara says is muta for choyle she'en bo sakana. But to eat, but to drink stam yenam, that's really macholas asuris derabbanan, that you're not mekel. But to eat bishalakim, that's only a gzeira. So that would be muta. That would be muta. So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah, quotes a Chai Adam, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Ches. So the Chayei Odom has a chiddush that when the Nochri is going to cook the food, if I put the food into the pot, and the Nochri is going to take the pot with the water and put it on the fire, so the Nochri did the act of bishul. When you put it on the fire, that's the bishul. When I put the food in the pot, I didn't do any bishul yet. So the Gemara in Beitza has such a price. Echad Havias Ha'esh, a price of Benegat Malacha on Shabbos, Bishol on Shabbos. Echad Havias Ha'esh, Echad Havias HaKadera, Echad Havias HaMayim. So Kulam Pturim. And the last one, the one who takes the pot with the water and puts it on top of the fire, he did the act of Bishol, so he's Chai. So it says, all the others are Pturim. So the Magen Avraham quotes a Yamshal Shlomo and Beitza. Usually when we mention Shmuel, is quoted in Shabbos, Dav Gimel and Aleph, that in Mishnayis, in all the 24 prokim in Masech Shabbos, when it says Potter, it always means Potter Abalos, except for three cases that it's Potter Amuta. So here it says, Echad Hevias Ha'esh, Echad Hevias Ha'mayim, Echad Hevias Ha'kdeira, Kulam Pturim, but the one who put the pot with the water on top of the tripod, on top of the fire, he did the act of Bishul, he's Chayiv. So since it says Kulam Ptur, it means Potter Avalosa. Why is it Potter Avalosa? So that's Groma. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk in Masech Shabbos, Randav Kuf Chof, that on Shabbos it says, La Sasu Kol Malacha, Asiyahu Diyasur, in Groma Mutter. Gram Malacha is Mutter, only Asiyah's Malacha is Asa. So what's Gram Malacha? So the Gemara has a couple of cases of Groma. So this is a chiddush. The Marshal says a chiddush. If one brings a pot and one brings the food, and the intention is that the guy is going to do the cooking, the guy is going to put the water in the pot and put the pot on top of the fire, the guy is going to do the bishul, but I'm leading up to it. So even though you need another human activity, the guy is going to do the whole bishul. He does all those before him, they didn't do anything. We consider that grama. All those are led up to the final thing, that's called grama. And grama is also the Rabbanon. That's how the Ramo writes. The gram kibui is only muta b'makam dlekov. The whole house is burning down. So the Mishnah tells you how to do gram kibui. So the Ramo quotes the Mordechai. The gram kibui grama is muta min hatorah, but it's also the Rabbanon. And b'makam hefsid merubah, we allow gram alocha. But shalom b'makam hefsid merubah, we don't allow. Some say the Mechaba holds not so, but for Ashkenazim, for sure, we follow the Ramo. The Ramo writes that Gram Malach is also the Rabban. So this is also called the Gram. So Rav Soloveitchik said, let's say a guy wants to take a photograph. So he asks us to pose. He wants us to stand with the Gemara on Shabbos or with the Sefer Torah. I remember once there was someone from the neighborhood in the yeshiva decided to bring their son to be bar mitzvah in the yeshiva on Shabbos. So they came, they were going to take photographs. So they wanted us to stand by the Aron Kodesh and pose for them for the photographs. So we said, we're not allowed to pose. They were Jewish people who were going to take photographs. Mamish leif neiver. But aside from that, even if they would be goyim, Rav Soloveitchik said, to pose for a photograph means to help the, even a nochri is going to take the photograph. The Marshal says that that's a gram malacha. Even though the final activity is not going to happen by itself, it's going to be done by human beings. Human beings, the whole amaisa should be attributed to him. So the Marshal has a chumrah mid the Rabbanon, kulam p'turim, except for the last one, who's chayev, who kulam p'turim, and it's pater abalasa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the chayei adam, that if you're going to have a goy cook the food on Shabbos, because amir liyakum is mutma kum chadushem misakana, but if I'm going to put the food in the pot, I'm just going to ask the goy, he should put the pot on the fire. So I'm doing a gram malacha. So gram malacha is a malacha mid the Rabbanon. I would have thought a gram malacha, the maximum it is a gzera mid the Rabbanon. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyad Machidush, that it's a gram malacha, even though it's mechusar human activity. The malacha is not going to happen by itself, like that Maharshal. And a gram malacha is considered a malacha mid the Rabbanon. It's not considered a gzera mid the Rabbanon. So the malacha mechadosh em b'sarkona, you're not allowed to do malachas in the Rabbanon, you're only permitted to do gzeiros in the Rabbanon. Okay, maybe we will stop here. We still didn't finish. I still have to discuss a few more aspects of this simen, of Shin Chav Ches. But then after we complete, then we'll go to the beginning, to simen Resh Mem Beis, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. I noticed in the Ralbag, Ala Torah, in Parshas Noach, he always has to Aliyah's whole Ralbag. Ralbag has a commentary on all of Tanakh. He always tells you what's the moral of the story. Every story in Tanakh, he tells you what's the toelis of telling over the story. So he has interesting that Noach lived in a generation, the Torah tells us Noach lived in a generation where they were so prutz and barayis that everyone, even the behemoths, Hishkes Kalbasa is darker, Rashi quotes in the Medrash, the animals in this Skokim Shein Amina, because the people were so perverted in Arias, it was terrible. So Noach didn't begin to have children until the age of 600. That's what it says in the Chumash. So he writes, Noach lived in such a decadent generation, and he was not parted by Arias at all. And he didn't get married till way later in life. He didn't begin to have children until way, way later in life. You have to bend over backwards. Usually you should go Bishvil HaMemutza, but the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the first daf in Masechta Sota, where the Gemara says, why is it that in Mishnayos you have Nazir is right next to Sota? Because in Chumash, Nazir is next to Sota. Why is it Chumash? Because Haroi Sota Bikakuli Yazir Atzma Menayayin. A Nazir is doing something that's extreme. He's not going to drink any wine. We know if you drink wine, you may get drunk. You get drunk, you may do Averis. You may do stupid things. Look what happened. Noach got drunk. And then he undressed. He did his stupid thing. So normally you go b'derech hamamutza. The Rambam says you don't go to one extreme or to the other extreme. You always go b'shvil hazah b'derech hamamutza. But if you live in a decadent society where the people are so fruits and barayas, then you have to go to the other extreme. Or if you live in a society, everybody's in violation of gezel. Everybody's cheating on gezel. Everybody's under investigation by the government. The president himself is under investigation by the government, cheating on income tax. Everyone, every other person is in violation of gezel. So we should go l'chumre. We should go l'chumre, not to go the derech hamamutza. We should go l'chumre in the other direction till things straighten out. And then you can go back to the shvil hazav. So the Ralbag writes out, that's one of the morals of the story, that the Torah tells us that because Noach lived in such a decadent generation where there's so much Gilei Arayis going on, he was Poirish Min Ha'erva, he didn't marry till a later age, didn't have children till the age of 600. That's very relevant to us. We can't go b'shvil ha'mamutz in our generation in anything. The generation is Poritz in all areas. Should all be healthy. Lunetta next week will continue.
Mazel Tov, Rebbe. Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov, Rebbe. Mazel Tov.
My son, Whitmer, after having four boys, had a fifth boy.
Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.